It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
One more moment, I guess, with Sad Brad. A guy, by the way, joining us here this morning at Granite in Quincy, a guy who is never, he's always up. He's never down.
True.
It's like old school with Ken Laird on the program this morning. Hello, Ken.
Hello, Greg. Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
Nice to
Boss
see you.
Boss man,
great
what did you do?
Nice to see you. I noticed you got the head shaved already.
I did. I didn't want to, but I did it for you and yeah. for Rob Hale.
Oh.
He's the best.
Yeah.
And Granite.
You look
and
great.
Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm. You look great.
Thank you.
That actually was how I sounded when Ken left the morning show, was with that Brad Marchand cut we played.
Former executive producer of this show, he's now worked his way up to bland manager and doing a phenomenal job.
Thank you very much, and you guys are crushing it, so keep it going.
Well, thank you. Your thoughts on Brad Marchand?
I think they lowballed him. I mean, the report that came out from Buchegras, they offered him 2 years, $3 million per year. That was probably the first offer. They went to 3 years, $3 million per
You're directly calling Elliot Friedman out right now.
Well, Friedman was kind of confusing in the way he phrased it. And Curtis brought up a good point earlier that even though his AAV, Marchand, is 6.125, this year, his last year of his deal, he's actually only making $1 million cash. It was $4 million, but three of it had been paid in a bonus.
Right.
Okay.
So there's something there where they're saying, all right, we're paying you $4 million this year. They probably offered him $3-4 million a year. He wants six.
Okay.
The original AAV, and they wouldn't bridge the gap.
And I hate to do this, but that was actually Greg's point.
No, that was my point. Thank you
it
very
was
much.
Sean's
oh, sorry.
Oh,
Sean's point.
I was on an
get
island.
Get out of here.
Right.
Learn a lesson from the those who went before you, like all Ken
right.
Laird.
Right.
All right.
Sock puppet.
Ken's real smart.
So then why not take a haircut of $4 million?
He just got one.
No, not Ken. Oh. Ken, I've never seen Ken without hair, so I'm a little bit shocked.
Yeah. Me too. It's like totally weird. It's like my dad when he shaved his mustache.
But if you're Brad Marchand, and let's say, you know, you and Shime are right, and it's $4 million, why not say, okay, they're willing to give you the third year, so why not take the four?
Well, he thinks he's worth six. I mean, he was being paid six. I mean, he thinks he's worth what he was being paid.
Right. I think he feels like he was disrespected by ownership.
Well, Courtney said that he, you know, they didn't have a meeting until, you know, last
It's week. Also not great for the Bruins last when you consider paid. That Swayman, there were reports that they wouldn't meet with Swayman or return his phone calls, you know, just a few months ago.
And they did this with Chara. Then they take him year to year at the end of his
team. They went year to year.
So.
They went year to year. So.
They F it up in dealing with these guys. I don't know. And I don't think based on what he said yesterday about Don Sweeney and Cam Neely. I don't think it's them. I think it's Chairman and Chairman adjacent. I don't.
Yeah.
Do you agree, or you think he's just being nice, Brad Marchand, when he talks about...
No, I think you're right. I think in the end, Brad Marchand is a proud guy. He's the captain of this team. He knows what's ahead of them. And in the end, my belief is it's the best thing that happened to both sides. I think Marchand's got a good shot at winning a championship.
Day. Yeah.
And we have the opportunity with the Bruins now to restart it. Because good, bad, or indifferent, the organization with Brad Marchand as the captain was not heading in the right direction. And you can blame a million people for that, but you kind of have to suck to get back to where you want to go, and I think the Bruins will suck next year and hopefully restock.
And don't you think for Marchand, the Four Nations happened at either the worst or the best time? Like, he got to play for another group, he got to be fawned upon, play with a bunch of different guys, and it was like, all right, there's life outside of it.
And who was the coach of that team?
Sully.
The coach of the Marchand, the coach of Canada, is the coach of the Florida Panthers.
Right.
But I would say this to you, Ken, because you the hockey guy, you got the Sunday podcast skate that you do.
He didn't get the name of it right, nor has he done it.
Sunday skate. Sunday skate.
I know, but he has.
I was the original guest on it, and I'm saying he did do it.
Oh, okay.
It was his baby, you would say.
Yes. Yeah. Would you pay? Because here's a question that I'm kind of like, that's running through my mind. Is there a team that's going to give him $6 million a year out there?
He must think there is. He and his agent must think there's a chance for one big payday, right?
Do you think there's a chance of him coming back?
I don't see that. At this point, I mean, they're not going to change there. Unless he goes to free agency and gets no offers and they come and make it, circle back. I don't see it.
I just don't know. Like, you're going to be 37 years old, right? Bergeron, his last year, they gave him $5 million at 37. You're not probably going to get $6 million in the free agent market. So it seems like he wants to play more, because you brought up Chara going year to year. It seems like he wants to play more than just 1 year, and 3 years is what he's looking at. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, why would you turn down 3 years at $12 million, $4 million a year? And then this kind of goes back to the Courtney Rich ping pong thing.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Maybe he didn't want to be here any longer.
I support both people in that debate.
Right.
I can see both sides.
Right. So maybe
you're Sweden.
Yeah.
But maybe he didn't want to be here any longer. And he was like using the $6 million as a way, knowing like, all right, they're not going to give me that.
Yeah, he hates pasta so much that he just...
No. So then why wouldn't you take the $4 million a year?
I've told you 10 times this morning, I believe that he felt disrespected that ownership wouldn't have a face-to-face with him, and that's why he kept asking for it. Because all the reports, Elliot Friedman, who I've been told I need to, listen to, mm-hmm. he's Bible, that he said that once they had that meeting, he said, I need the Bruins to bend the knee to me because I'm willing to bend the knee to you guys. Compromise. We need compromise here. So the fact that it took so long to get that meeting, I think it was too little too late.
So
I
believe what happened is very simply that Brad Marchand didn't buy that the team was actually going to trade him. Once he found out that they were actually nearing a deal, he wanted to sit down, and they said too late. That's my guess.
No, I think you heard it when Don Sweeney spoke a week and a half ago and said, put it on Brad Marchand, said we've basically been negotiating with him since training camp.
Right.
And it's in his court. So they probably didn't move much from what they were willing to do with him. And you're right. He figured out, wait a minute, they're actually going to trade me. Right. And I'll meet in the middle somewhere.
And the team's leverage the whole way was gone the second the deadline expired. Because then Marchand's 2 months away from being an unrestricted free agent. And he can talk to every team and the team gets nothing in return. What also happened that Greg reported was the sit down with Don Sweeney before the Four Nations break. So you're begging for a meeting with someone? Well, you sat down with the GM for a solo meeting before you went to the Four Nations.
I forgot I had that.
Yeah.
And where is that?
You have a lot of scoops. Yeah, I was keeping straight.
Nobody ever gives me any credit for it.
Most of them have chocolate.
Right. Well, Curtis put the picture out on social media. Right. Very convincing.
That was a huge scoop I had. I completely forgot about that.
He sat with him.
And I was ridiculed over
it. Yeah, I think they had coffee again. Yes.
And Greg, he sat with him and met with him, and that's when he came out afterward and goes, yeah, nah, I'm not worried about getting traded. They're not going to trade me.
He said after that on the podcast.
Yeah. Sweeney. So my thing is that you're salty because ownership didn't want to meet with you, so you get petty or get in your feels and get tight and go, you know what, I'm turning down $4 million a year potentially for 3 years, and I'm gonna roll the dice on free agency that somebody's gonna give me six.
Yeah. All right, Ken Laird.
Okay.
Great to see
how
you.
How many wins for the Sox?
Ooh, I'm at 90, 91.
All right.
But I love the Yankees injuries.
Oof.
Well, the Schadenfreude there.
Who's awesome. Gonna be at third?
Big. Bregman.
Okay.
Thank God.
Isn't Giancarlo hurt too? Doesn't he dealing with some injuries?
Yeah, they got a ton. Yeah,
if you need, if you're looking to book a hotel room, Ken is he's better than Travelocity. Yeah,
right. We got you upgraded. I don't know why you're
got a lot of points.
He has those points.
Travelocity.
He has a lot of our points.
You told me that Curtis fabricated the whole points thing out of thin air.
He did. That was character assassination multiple days. I mean, it was unfounded.
Ken was so mad. The things that Ken gets mad about are bizarre to me.
It was really me that brought it up, so I'll take the responsibility.
Well, you didn't bring it up on the air.
Well, I did it on her behalf.
All right.
By the way, also, very interesting, when was the last time the Yankees and Red Sox had two new play-by-play voices at the same time?
Right.
1906.
So, Will Fleming, is the broadcast team set?
It is not yet.
Okay.
Should be soon.
I'm hearing Will Middlebrooks on some games.
We heard Will this weekend. Did a fantastic job.
The best.
Okay. Yep. I'm hearing Jackson.
All right.
I've got Jackson penciled in for a few.
Can I throw my hat back in the ring?
Yeah, we'd like to get you in for a few.
Just a bit outside.
Yes, you would do a great job of that.
The other way, that's Big Digger Energy right there.
Oh,
back.
Your home run call would last longer than the actual game, which is already too long.
I'm like Luther Vandross when it comes to home run calls. I like to carry the note.
All right. That's our boss, Ken Laird.
Thanks, everybody.
We will be right back.